I'm talking about the one about the Takana.
Okay, the Takana of Rivavahu.
Correct.
Okay, so Rivavahu made a Takana in Caesarea.
I do the same thing, but go on.
In this Takana, the order of the shofar blasts was made to be Tekiya, Shavarim, Shura, Tekiya.
Right, well, just to be a little more precise, let's assume he invented a new set.
The Gemara says, it's taken for granted that his reasoning was, there's an argument as to whether a Yevavah is a longer sound or a shorter sound.
Good.
The Gemara takes for granted that the reason why Rav Avahu made this Takana was because he wanted to essentially kill two birds with one stone. Whichever way the actual Yevavah was, the Yod said.
Good.
This said.
Okay.
However, the Gemara questions this because if a Yevavah is actually the longer sound, then by having a shorter sound in the middle of that set, there's a hefsek, and it wouldn't be a valid set.
Good. And it flips it the other way also.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So how does the Gemara resolve it then?
So the Gemara says that the reason why Rivavahu made this new set was because the actual sound itself is a long and a short sound together.
Right. Okay. And then the Gemara's final thing is to say, but why do you go in the order of Shvarim Trua rather than Trua Shvarim?
So the Gemara says that it's because this is the normal way people cry.
Okay, good. Good. Okay. A lot of problems. We know. Okay.
Is that really much of a comment?
In Hilchos Shofar, Perek Yemalacha Beis, what does the Rambam say?
Should I say it outside or inside?
No, inside. I want to hear it.
Oh. Are we allowed to write inside?
Say it again?
Are we allowed to write inside?
They're yours. Yeah, go ahead. Well, no, the Trua that's mentioned in the Torah. Remember, we're always going to have that confusing thing of, it says Yom Trua.
Right.
So what the Torah says Yom Trua, all right, the Rambam says, what does that mean? Right.
So it's a suffix because of long years and many galios.
Right, so a doubt emerged due to the many generations of exile and after the Churban, etc., assuming that's related to that. Amazing. So we don't know what it is. We don't know what the heck that word means. What that is. We don't know. Okay. Do we say what? Miyavavin. So is it these short cries that women do, let's say, over someone who died? Okay. Like, let's say, short wails, I guess, something like that. Or... Right.
Or is it like a long cry of a man who sat over something great?
Right. So that would be a little bit longer. Okay, so again, is it a short sound or a long sound?
Right.
Okay. Or?
Okay.
Okay, let's be careful here. So, or do you say what? Do you say shneam? Now, read this lashon carefully. Shneam ki echad, which two like one. Those, right, exactly. Those always, one at a time. Ke'echad, shneim ke'echad always should, it should raise a little bit of a concern. What do you mean two as one? What does he mean as one? Is it?
It's like one.
Right, it's not really one, but it's like one. It's like one. But one second. But you're missing an arat or tashrat, right? Okay, but now let me, okay, and he says, what is it? It's, he says, where's that? So that's what's called that. Okay, so when it says Yom Trua, there are three possibilities. Okay, now let me ask you a question, right? What's odd about the Gemara then?
You know, why in the world is there a fight in the Machlokas?
What?
No,
what's.
Machlokas.
Machlokas where? What was the Machlokas Tanaim, Eli Roth?
Where there was a. Yavava meant.
Ghana for yellow. What's the Rambam saying?
It can also mean
okay, I know. Okay, so it wasn't a Takana of Rebbe Bo,
right? It was answering something.
Okay, so okay. Well, wait, wait. That's, one second. You're going too fast.
So,
what? But the way the Rambam writes, the Rambam sounds like in the world of lost of possibilities, there were three possibilities.
Yeah, so,
meaning three things were done.
So Rebbe didn't mix them together.
But he
why was Rambam needed?
What do you mean?
It's an actual sub.
Rambam holds there was no question about it. There was some sort of Masoretic problem, right? Everyone agrees with that. So we'll do this to Rambam. Okay, from the Rambam.
Masorah.
Right, Masorah. Okay, no question about that. All right, now, and we know from the Gemara on Lam Gimel, right, that there were two. The way the Rambam reads it, right? Again, going in order of the Gemara. Imagine the Rambam reading the Gemara. So the first Gemara talks about the two traditions, so to speak, that emerged. One was the Yalel tradition, which would be a Tarat, right? And the other one would be a Tashat tradition, okay? And it's a true Suffolk, right? Okay, now, Rabbi Abel comes along. What's step one? What does he say? He says Tashrat, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the Gemara, and before we define that, before we answer what that first move was, what's the, you got to cheat. Use the question the Gemara asks them. Gemara says what?
Why can't it be Tarat?
It's really just Suffolk, you two of them. This doesn't help at all.
Right. If this is truly a Suffolk, how does this resolve the Suffolk? Right? Does this... Why? The Gemara spells it out. Because...
There's neither the opinion, so what are you doing?
What?
There's neither of the opinions.
Right. This doesn't work either way. Right? In other words, how does this resolve the Suffolk? No matter what you do, you're going to basically mess up. Because either you're going to say what? Either you're going to say...
It was Yael and you do Tarat, or it was Gana and you do Shah.
Right. Okay? So how does this resolve the Suffolk? Okay? What was his... That, which is really an obvious question. What was he trying to accomplish, and what's the Gemara's answer? Before we get to the final answer, saying...
I mean, the Gemara's answer is Suffolk.
Excuse me, the question.
Okay. Right. Compromise.
Right. And then what's the idea of it being a Suffolk?
Well, I mean, the Gemara is a...
What's the idea of being
answer there?
Well, what's the Gemara's answer? Yeah.
It's that both.
I don't mean the last step of Rabbi Bow. I don't mean the second version of Tashrat. The first version of Tashrat, you have this confusing, like, bizarro, obvious step that he makes. It doesn't make any sense. It's so easy to break this down. What was he saying? What was he trying to do?
Tashrat. He's trying to make a compromise.
What do you mean?
He's trying to have both so that way you have more of a chance of being right.
Right, well, okay, now remember, you're the Rambam now, you have the text of the Gemara in front of you. Obviously, the Rambam's going to line up based on the last Rebbe Bo, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he still has to read the Gemara. So, in the Rambam's version, okay, what was Rebbe Bo trying to do? And what's the Gemara's move against it?
The Rambam's version, we're getting very academic.
No, we're not. The point is that the first step you have to take is that, and sure, you're correct. If you want to say it's a 1+1, which is what you're trying to say, okay, there is a consequence of what you're saying, which I'll show you in a second. But this is the most economical way to do it. We don't want to have extra shofar blasts. Rather do what? Do the simplest possible expression of shofar blowing, which would be a tashrat. Right. That's why this is the ideal. In other words, in an abstract ideal realm.
But that's not what
Tucker's making a good point. But why aren't you concerned about this being a hefsek at this point? Okay? See, that's the transition to the next step now. But if that's true, Yeshua, this is the most economical way to do shofar blowing, clearly. But he's going to know, what about the problem of Hesed? How come he's ignoring that issue right now? Because he must be looking at these not in the way we think he's looking at these.
He's
meaning
combining them.
They can't be combining them completely.
He said the
extra crying with
it. No, good. So Ellie's saying good. So Ellie said, right. So, what? Oh, no. They're both, keep this in mind. Say it again.
Cry sounds, and I'm going to bear a shrus.
They're cry sounds. They're both what?
Cry sounds.
Yeah.
Yivavas.
Right. They're both crying sounds, okay? Give me a precedent, now, Ephraim, with all due respect, give me a precedent in Ashkenazic halacha that reflects this idea that we do once a year. Zechar and Zecher both mean the same thing, right? They're both remembrance, right? But the reason why the custom among many is to repeat it, and that's a whole machlokas, whether it's the whole pasuk or the word, the reason why is because we're not sure, it's like a detail within it. In other words, is it this type of Zecher, this type of remembrance, or that type of remembrance? But it doesn't, that's a different issue. Because you want to be the most precise kriya. But the point is, it doesn't intrinsically change. You don't know about this? It doesn't change the intrinsic idea. Right. We don't know. Say it again. That was beautiful. One more time.
We don't know that both of them are going to be incorrect, but we know that one of them will.
Exactly. But you can only say that if there's a shared commonality between them, meaning they're both cries, okay? And yes, Zev. Wait, hold on. Before you go on. Well, the Gemara's move right now is revealing that our assumption of how we must be looking at this must be incorrect, or else the next question makes no sense. Right? Yes, sure. The next move in the Gemara is, he holds it's a Suffolk. Right? It's a Suffolk. All right? And we're going to put your Shvarim and Shrua together. Right? And the Gemara says, but that's not going to work. Why? Because now what happens? The Shvarim is foreign relative. This should be much more intuitive for you, Zed. The Shvarim is foreign to the Trua, and the Trua is foreign to the Shvarim. And his answer, and this is what's really odd about the Gemara. Not only do they have a good question, but his answer is also a good answer. He says, yeah, but I'm not worried about that, because that's why I'm doing a Tashat. Again, in other words, the Gemara is saying that now it's a Suffolk, right? And that makes, by making it a Suffolk, what does that do? It means now that Yolil, that the Shvarim Trua, right, are not equal to each other, right? And that one is foreign relative to the other, right? He doesn't really say. He just says that there's a machlokas about it. So I don't want to use the word suffix. This is where the Gemara says, now it's misafkale, which one it is. You'll see why in a second. Hold on. So he says, one's foreign to the other. And not only does the Gemara tell you it's one's foreign to the other, but then the Gemara gives a very, then Rabbi Yavo responds with what seems to be an obvious answer. I'm not worried about it because I also can do a tashat and a tarat. Remember, in the first step, right, there's no need for a tashat and tarat. Why? Because I'm fulfilling my obligation with tashrat. But now, he realizes it's not going to work. Why? What is this move here?
But yeah, just if I made the shot at Tarat, right now it's only Tarat.
No, I mean, there's Rav Avira's Kasha and then Ravina's Kasha. They're the same Kasha.
What? No. There's two Kashas, Moscow Blade.
But they're, I know.
There's two Moscow Blades.
Okay, how about this? Hold on. Okay. So what do you have to say here now? So what's this move? You have to make one significant change to have this become one foreign to the other. Originally, he was looking at these two as of a kind, right? Of a min. What's he saying now?
It doesn't matter.
Or the third.
It's not outside the halachic cry. It's not a halachic cry just because it's physically a cry.
Better. Getting there. It's good. What do you got to say now? You're good. Just keep pushing it further. You're on the right track.
So it's not just a cry that you need between the two. It's a halacha cry. A certain type of cry.
Putting the word halacha before it is a good trick, but let's get a little clear. That's good. You're right, but...
No, like, something that, according to the Mesorah, is a cry. Because, like...
Aren't they both cries?
Yeah, they're both cries in the sense that humans cry, but, like, according to the Mesorah, only one of them is cry. That's why you have...
Because it has to be
crying sound in between. That's a specific one. According to the Rambam, at least.
No, because if it's wrong, it's wrong. Exactly. You can't be right. You can be not right and not wrong. If
right. So,
wrong,
so, so, what do these turn into then? You're saying good. So, what do these turn into then? To make this work? No, they can't be. They can't both be formed. What do you have to say? So you're right in what you're saying, but like we can put a little more off it. What do these turn into? You have two different. Okay.
They're opposites. Two different things.
I want to see the opposites.
I mean, look, if you have one category of weep, and these are both that categories, and therefore they must be opposites.
One's totally valid, and one's totally not valid.
Right, so therefore, okay, good, so what does that make each one? The Masoretic break wasn't that there's two sounds, like the Zephyr, Zephyr. Rather, what was the Masoretic break? How do we treat each of these? Which one is A? Now you can be a little brisker. What?
That's a gabra.
One of them's a true and one of them's made up.
Okay, good. That's good. So you're right, because the consequence is, since one's a true, the other one by definition can't be a true. Right? So one more, so that's good. So therefore, each one is its own. What? Now, what do you do? You two, what do you guys say? What are these now? If you say one's foreign to the other. What?
They're a min. No, they're not different.
And it can't be completely different, man, because they're both sounds.
I don't understand. There's a general super. There's a category and a particular. There's a different particular.
So?
That doesn't mean. It's not going to be the particular's half sick or the category's half sick.
What do you have to say?
They're both sounds, so you can say that, like, I could talk in the middle of a bracha.
So where we are right now is that in order to make the move of making one foreign to the other, okay, you're going to have to change the way you look at these two.
No, we're back there.
We haven't. What do you mean? We're there. We're not back there. We're forward there.
We're back there.
Where's back? What do you mean? The Gemara says it's misafkale. Then the Gemara says, "Oh, I put that tashrat together." But the Gemara's question is, "Yeah, but the problem is, one will be foreign to the other,
right?
And everyone will be yotze." And then his answer is, "Yeah, but I can. Let's say again in my version, but I have tashrat and tarat as a backup, right?
Right.
But if you're going to see one's foreign to the other, you can't be learning this way." It's impossible. You will never say.
Oh, yeah, they're just two different shofar blowings.
Not shofar blowings, but what are they? What is he doing to each?
How is it?
There's a
what?
Sound
yeah. How is it half-sake now?
It's half-sake because now we're not looking at the secrets in terms of min of significance of each thing.
All right, so
as
each one...
There's a halakhic entity in a sequence that's a dog.
Right, so each one is a separate...
Chetza of a Shofar Blanc.
You can either call it a chetza. You can either say a chetza of a call or a chaloshim call. I don't care which one you want to use. But the point is, you need some abstract categorization to show that they're both kolos, right? But each one has its own discrete expression, right? That's different than saying two sounds of a min. This is saying, halachically speaking, they're divided. This is a different halachic, as you were saying, halachic kol than this one, okay? That's what makes it different. It's a different, I don't know if you want to say chatzah. I don't know if it's chatzah kol is a good word. You could also say, it's a shame kol. But that makes two different categories, two different qualities.
I know.
I'm an expert at that.
Why can't you just say
that? I didn't put it on unrecorded. This is my answer, and then I can answer. I'll tell you the way I'm on the end of the Gemara. So I want to say the punchline is that what's a tashrat? That really, after Yom Teruah, once you have a Masoretic break, so that, by definition, produces three theoretical possibilities. Because all three of them are appropriate expressions of this cry. Okay? Three theoretical ones. It just happened to me that what happened? B'nai Yisrael, whatever. The Am, for whatever reason why, chose these two. But that doesn't invalidate this possibility. So what was his chiddush? His chiddush was to pluck this from the platonic realm, from the realm of the abstract, and bring it into reality. And say, this also, that's what it means by resolving the suffix. See, the first way of learning was trying to resolve an internal suffix. They're saying, no, it's not an internal suffix. It's saying there's three theoretical possibilities. You could derive this just as equally as these two. We're going to be kovan is just part of our tradition now. Okay. Now, one second. And I'm learning that when he says it's a new note, I don't think he means it's an. I don't think he means it's a quality of new note, because then the Gemara's question of the order makes no sense. Rather, I call more of an entity of note that has two components in it. Two components. And the Gemara's Havin Maskan is like this. If you just look at the notes as components, so the order makes no difference, right? But what are they now bringing into it as well? It's not just the components we look at, but as well as...
It's also a halachic entity.
No, we did that already. What's the Gemara? And it fits into the Lashon of Gemara perfectly. When a person cries, how does he cry? He goes from A to B. It's including another variable. There's another variable we have to take into account when we're covea this, which is process. Crying has a process to it. What do you do first, according to the Gemara? Long cries and then short cries. So what he's saying is that it's not that it's a quality of note. Rather, it's an entity with two components, but this order reflects the process a person cries in. So if you're going to choose a path, that's the path to go with. Okay? That's just... Okay, but...